From the News Center, a news focus.
A type of angling that has come into its own in Pennsylvania is bow fishing. Mike Parker of the PA Fish and Boat Commission.
Bow fishing is using a bow and arrow type device. It's fitted with a fishing rod to harvest certain fish in rivers or lakes. And there's been some conflicts regarding the use of light and the sound that's generated by a bow fishing setup. We're trying to find something that's not only fair to the anglers, respectful to the property owners, but also enforceable, a regulation that reduces conflict between those who are out bow fishing, which typically happens at night, sometimes the use of bright lights and loud generators, and people who are living nearby.
Parker talks about the species that can be legally caught in this manner.
At this time, there's a very limited number of species that can actually be harvested, and there was desire amongst some to add species to that list, including some problematic invasive species like the northern snakehead, which has become a little bit more prevalent across Pennsylvania.
Parker says there's been talk of adding predatory fish to the list for the purpose of cutting back or eliminating their presence.
The long-term desire would be to add, you can harvest catfish, you can harvest suckers, and you can harvest carp.
The coronavirus pandemic spurred a drive to get outside. Mike Parker talks about how COVID-19 changed affairs.
In 2020, compared to 2019, we saw about a 20% increase in fishing license sales. And that's basically due to the pandemic. People really latched on to outdoor activities. It was safe, you could be distanced, and you know, fishing was on top of that list, along with boating. That seemed to carry over into 2021 as well.
Parker noted that for many, lives and lifestyles may have changed.
We do think that people fell back in love with the outdoors, took the opportunity to sort of check themselves. What do I really enjoy doing? Is it the hustle and bustle of work and other activities, or is it the peace and tranquility that I find along a stream when I'm fishing?
Regulations can be found at fishandboat.com. For Outdoors PA and the Radio Pennsylvania Network, I'm Tori Gates.